Today we will study lesson number 32 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. We are up to Perkes Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, Perek 8, Mishnah 2 and Mishnah 3. We studied yesterday in Mishnah 1 of Perek 8 various scenarios in which a person eats truma thinking that they are perfectly entitled to eat truma, either because they are the wife of a Kohen, the slave of a Kohen, or a Kohen. And then they find out that they are indeed not entitled to eat truma any longer. The woman's husband died, the Eved's was freed, the Kohen finds out that he really isn't a legitimate Kohen. His mother was a divorcee, and therefore he's a cholol, not entitled to eat truma. Suppose, in either of these scenarios, the person, let's take the woman, thinking she's a wife of a Kohen, has truma in her mouth. She thinks she's entitled to eat truma, she's chewing, and then she finds out her husband died, or divorced her. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yivlu. Rabbi Eliezer says it's best for her to swallow what she has in her mouth. Different Mefarshim give different reasons. The one reason given by the commentary called Mishnah Rishona is an interesting svara, and that is that Rabbi Eliezer holds La'us Kibalua, that which is chewed, is as if it's already swallowed. So since she's chewing it already, it's as if it's swallowed already. It's not truma anymore. It's food in her stomach. In this case, it's not in her stomach yet, but she can swallow it. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yiflitu, Rabbi Yeshua says no, lo'us is not kebolua. What she has in her mouth is roi la'achila. It's considered yet truma. And she's no longer, she now becomes aware she's not entitled to eat truma, she must spit it out. Omrulo, suppose a Kohen is eating truma, and they tell him, he thinks he's tohor, and they tell him, nitmeisa, you've become tome. Or, v'nitmeis truma, they tell him, as you're eating, the truma has become tome. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yivla, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yiflot. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says, let him swallow what he's eating already. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he must spit it out of his mouth. Suppose, however, not that they tell him, now you became Tomei, or now in the midst of eating it, the Truma became Tomei. But rather they tell him, mister, you've been Tomei for the past few days, Tomei Hoyisa. Or they tell him the Truma has been Tomei for a while, Tomei Hoyisa Truma. Or, no dashihu tevel, he discovers that what he's eating is not truma at all, but it's tevel. It's tfuah out of which truma has not been given. This can apply to a non-Kohen eating something, thinking it was mitukon, thinking trumas and maisvus were given, and they were not given. Umaisarishon shlonitla trumaso. A person eats maasarishon, without the levi having given the trumas maasa, the tenth of the tenth. So this is also a type of tevel. Or umas hasheni vehegdish elo niftu. A person eats the second tithe, which should be brought to Yerushalayim, or should be redeemed for money. And here the ma'as hasheni was not redeemed for money, and he's eating it in Tzfas, in Tveria, Tel Aviv, in Hebron. So he's not allowed to do that. Vehegdish elo niftu. Or if it's hegdish, which was not redeemed. Oh, shetoam tam pishpes letokpiv. As this is a case of a Kohen, he's eating truma, and he suddenly realizes in this mouthful he's got a guest, a pishpes, some sort of a foul-tasting insect in his mouth. In all these cases, hareza yiflot, everyone would agree that he has to spit it out. And the chiddush here is that an extra chiddush, Rabbi Eliezer agrees he has to spit it out in these cases. But we're also being taught here that if a person eats truma, and normally a person is not supposed to be mafsid truma. Truma is something you're supposed to eat, drink. used for some constructive purpose, like anointing yourself with the olive oil of truma, but you're not supposed to let it go to waste. And here he's eating truma, and in his mouth he tastes that in the truma there's this insect, so he spits it out. Isn't he wasting truma by spitting it out? So the halacha is no. In such a case, where the person is nauseated by what he's eating, certainly he's allowed to spit out even the truma that he has. Proceeding now to Mishnah Gimel, a different type of halacha with similar issues at stake. Halacha is, as we will learn in great detail in this mesechta and other mesechtas, there's a stage in the production, the process, the procedure of bringing grain from the fields into the house, at which it becomes obligated in truma. We learned that, for example, with wheat and with barley, miruach hakri, when you have a bushel and it's heaping full of wheat or barley, and you smooth out the top, from that point on, you're mechuyav in truma and in maaser. However, from that point on, you're still allowed to eat achilas aroi. You're still allowed to eat a snack, take a grape or two, chew on a kernel, that's okay. Until you bring it into the house, or into the chotzer, the courtyard of the house. Then we say that the bayis, or the chotzer, is koveya. Is koveya. Makes it permanent, and makes it prohibited even to eat achilas aroi, just to take a grape or a kernel or something like that. Similarly, Shabbos, the arrival of the day of Shabbos, is koveya. So on Shabbos you can't eat achilas aroi of truma and maser even before it came into the bayis or the chotzer. Right. Suppose now we move on to the scenario in the Mishnah. Hoya ochel be'eshko. Person has took a bunch of grapes, a small cluster of grapes. It's achilas aroi. He's not eating a meal. He's eating 4, 5, 6 grapes in the garden, in the vineyard. V'nichnas min ha'gina l'chotzer. As he's eating, he walks from the gina, where it's permitted to eat derech aroi, just a little nosh of a few grapes. And he, as he's walking, he enters the chotzer, he enters the courtyard. Now he can't eat achilas aroi. What does he do? Well, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmor. Rabbi Eliezer says the best thing for him to do is to finish. The Meforshim Lerm Shat, that he means by finish, he should leave the chotzer, go back to the gina, go back to the vineyard from the courtyard, and finish there. But he can't finish it in the chotzer. Whereas Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Lo Yigmor. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, he shouldn't finish it at all. Once he's entered the chotzer, he can't even exit the chotzer and go to the gina and finish it. He can't finish it. He's got to throw away what he started. Choshecho lele Shabbos. Similarly, if a person is eating derech aroi, a cluster of grapes or whatever, before Shabbos, and then Shabbos becomes, sunsets, then Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmor. Rabbi Eliezer says he may finish it. Again, the Meforshim say he may finish it after Shabbos. On Shabbos, he can't do that. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmor. Rabbi Yeshua says even Motsoi Shabbos, he can't finish it, because once it comes into the, once Shabbos has arrived, and Shabbos was koveya, these grapes or wheat or whatever, as truma, from that point on, there is no longer a permission to eat it. So we have finished. We have finished Mishnah Beis, and we have finished lesson number 32.